dedicated to the Mother Emmanuel Nine. In memory of the Reverend Clementa Pinckney, South Carolina State Senator and Senior Pastor of Mother Emmanuel AME Church, and his fellow worshipers, the Reverend Sharonda Coleman Singleton, Cynthia Hurd, Susie Jackson, Ethel Lee Lance, the Reverend DePayne Middleton Doctor, Tywanza Sanders, the Reverend Daniel Lee Simmons Sr., Myra Thompson, Martyrs to White Supremacy, Charleston, South Carolina, June 17, 2015. The holders of $200 million worth of property and human chattels procured the means of influencing press, pulpit, and politician. And through these instrumentalities, they belittled our virtues and magnified our vices, and have made us odious in the eyes of the world. Slavery had the power at one time to make and unmake presidents, to construe the law, dictate the policy, set the fashion in national manners and customs, interpret the Bible, and control the church. And naturally enough, the old masters set themselves up as much too high as they set the manhood of the Negro too low. Out of the depths of slavery has come this prejudice and this color line. It is broad enough and black enough to explain all the malign influences which assail the newly emancipated millions today. In reply to this argument, it will perhaps be said that the Negro has no slavery now to contend with, and that having been free during the last 16 years, he ought by this time to have contradicted the degrading qualities which slavery formerly ascribed to him. All very true as to the letter, but utterly false as to the spirit. Slavery is indeed gone, but its shadow still lingers over the country and poisons more or less the moral atmosphere of all sections of the Republic. The office of the color line is a very plain and subordinate one. It simply advertises the objects of oppression, insult, and persecution. It is not the maddening liquor, but the black letters on the sign telling the world where it may be had. The color is innocent enough, but things with which it is coupled make it hated. Slavery, ignorance, stupidity, servility, poverty, dependence are undesirable conditions. When these shall cease to be coupled with color, there will be no color line drawn. Frederick Douglass, The Color Line, North American Review, June, 1881. The most magnificent drama in the last 1,000 years of human history is the transportation of 10 million human beings out of the dark beauty of their mother continent into the newfound El Dorado of the West. They descended into hell. And in the 3rd century, they arose from the dead. In the finest effort to achieve democracy for the working millions which this world had ever seen. It was a tragedy that beggared the Greek. It was an upheaval of humanity like the Reformation and the French Revolution. Yet we are blind, and led by the blind. We discern in it no part of our labor movement, no part of our industrial triumph, no part of our religious experience. Before the dumb eyes of 10 generations of 10 million children, it is made mockery of and spit upon, a degradation of the eternal mother, a sneer at human effort, with aspiration and art deliberately and elaborately distorted. And why? Because in a day when the human mind aspired to a science of human action, a history and psychology of the mighty effort of the mightiest century, we fell under the leadership of those who would compromise with truth in the past in order to